And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
St. André Bassett. Sickness and weakness dogged André from birth. At age 25, he applied for entry into the Congregation of the Holy Cross, but after a year's novitiate was not admitted because of his weak health. Following an urging from the local bishop, he was finally received, but was given the humble job of doorkeeper at Notre Dame College in Montreal, with additional duties as sacristan, laundry worker, and messenger. Here he developed a great devotion to St. Joseph, whom he had been devoted to since a child. When he heard someone was ill, he visited to bring cheer and to pray with them. He would rub the sick person lightly with oil taken from a lamp burning in the college chapel. Word of healing powers soon began to spread. When questioned by local diocesan authorities, St. André said, "I do not cure, St. Joseph cures." For many years, the Holy Cross authorities had wanted to buy land near Montreal. Brother André and others climbed the steep hill and planted medals of St. Joseph. Suddenly, the owners of the land yielded, and André collected $200 to build a small chapel and began receiving visitors there, smiling through the long hours of listening, applying St. Joseph's oil, and praying for the sick. The chapel grew. By 1931, there were gleaming walls, but money ran out. "Put a statue of St. Joseph in the middle. If he wants a roof over his head, he'll get it," said St. André. And the magnificent oratory of Mount Royal took 50 years to build. The sickly boy, who could not hold a job, died at age 92. He is buried at the oratory and was beatified in 1982. And for Australians, he shares the honour of being one of the saints canonised with our own St. Mary of the Cross in October 2010. At the canonisation, Pope Benedict XVI said that St. André lived the beatitude of the pure of heart. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.